Welcome. Warmest greetings and truest wishes to all my Wonder Women. Thank you for taking time for some self-care and joining me in another episode of the Mature Boho Christian. I am your life coach, Char, and I am so glad you found me. The sole purpose of this podcast is to help you think outside of the box and become curious about your options, possibilities, and different paths that you may not have yet considered. As a trained Christian life coach, RN, yogi, and my training in body, mind, and spirit coaching, I will walk with you through life's challenges and struggles in the different seasons of your life. I am passionate to help you explore strategies and set goals that will help you reach your true potential. Please check out my website at lifecoachchar121.com and become a Wonder Woman by subscribing to my forum. The season of winter. Winter's bitter cold and icy roads clash with the beauty of a blanket of soft snow, cozy days on the couch, and the mythical peace found on a winter walk. But when winter enters into our lives, it's usually thought of as a season of hopelessness. It finds us asking, how strong am I? Let's dive in. Hi there. Through loss, illness, or the end of a beautiful chapter in our life, winter has a way of testing our resolve. But putting strategies in place can help you through this season. Whether you feel hopeless about a particular situation or you feel hopeless about almost everything in life, there is no argument hopelessness is an awful feeling. And feeling stuck in a place of desperation makes life really tough. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. When you feel hopeless, you'll likely think about all the reasons why nothing will ever get better. But what if you were to argue the opposite? Psalms 139:14. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Think about this, sweet soul. God wove you together in your mother's womb. You are awesome. You are wonderful. David praised God in this verse for his omnipotent act of creation. He especially notes how God's creative power is beyond human comprehension. David was fully convinced that God had fearfully and wonderfully made him. He wrote, "My soul knows it very well." David was self-aware. Sweet sister, become curious about your situation and simply experience it for what it is. Not determining if it's good or bad, but just that it is. Self-awareness is your first step to change. Becoming aware of where you're at and then envisioning possible changes that you can make may open you up for more favorable opportunities. So how do we become self-aware? Let's explore the evidence that things can work out even better than you expect and how things can actually get better. We're going to do a quick self-check-in to get you started. So grab whatever you need to write down your answers. I'll be right here when you get back. Question number one. What are four things that you most enjoy doing? But these are the four things that without them, you would feel incomplete. Again, you can pause me. Number two, what are your five most important core values? Core values are traits or qualities that represent your highest priorities, deeply held beliefs, and core fundamental driving forces. Question number 3. What strengths do you see in yourself? You're doing great. There are no right or wrong answers, just your answers. Now let's talk about what you want. Question number 4. If you could choose hope today, what would you do differently in how you spend your day? Remember, this is your choice. Question number 5. If you made this choice of hope, who would benefit? Sweet soul, choose you. These moments of hopelessness are a part of your story, but they don't define you. So this is where it begins. Look back at what you wrote down. You have things that bring you enjoyment. You have things that are important to you. Trust in your own inner strength. Remind yourself how strong you are. Remember the difficult parts of life's journey that you have already overcome and believe that you can do it again. Rest in the knowledge that, like winter, life's challenging moments will pass. C.S. Lewis says, "A Christian's hope isn't an escape or wishful thinking, but something that a Christian is meant to do." We have hope in eternal life, which means that we can attack today with a renewed vigor and strength. You can do this. This was your first small step. Good job. I've had my own seasons of hopelessness, living in the state of desperation. Psalm 66:16. Come in here. Let me tell you what He has done for me. If you are in a state of hopelessness, sweet soul, I invite you to find a Bible-based church or contact my church at graceoc.com and get the answers and the help you need to find peace and hope in Jesus. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Mature Boho Christian. Until next time, peace.